mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 1 hour, we are scheduled to have Deborah J. Palfrey, the big D.C. madam, on the broadcast with us to discuss that growing scandal that threatens to engulf the entire government because of the politicians' hypocrisy. She is coming up with us here on air in 1 hour. It is Monday, the 23rd day of July, 2007. And we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. I am so intensely working on finishing Endgame that I didn't even do my Sunday show yesterday. I ran a rebroadcast, though it was a good rebroadcast. We had it on in the background. That's how, not even behind isn't the word. It's just how important it is for me to finish Endgame properly. So there's a little piece of trivia for you. I was chomping at the bit to get on air over the weekend and then just, in the final equation, I said, I've just got to stay here at the office, and we worked till 3:30 last night on this film. It is such an amazing documentary. That said, it deals with this exact subject, at least a large portion of the film does. Bush's martial law plan is so shocking, even Congress can't see it. Executive branch over entire government. Unchallengeable, uber alles as members of Homeland Security Committee barred from viewing post-terror attack provisions. Let me make that clear. Congress passes the laws. Congress instructs the president, who then executes. The Homeland Security Committee is not allowed to see the martial law plan. Now, none of this is secret because Bush has had to claim the powers in executive orders. So we actually know exactly what's in there. We also know from individuals inside FEMA that have leaked the actual documents. So just as I told you in 1996 that every major phone company has an entire floor that is NSA run and that everything goes through it, and then it came out, ooh, big breaking news, in the San Francisco Chronicle and the ABC News last year, exactly what I told you. Because we know exactly what they're doing. Exactly. Down to the amounts of money, everything. That's what intelligence is. We don't need to be in the secret meetings and in the bunkers with Bush and Cheney. We know the 50-year growth of the Gulag Archipelago in this country. And we know exactly what they've set up and exactly what they're doing. So I'm going to go over this new report, which is the, I saw this Friday night, and I frankly was freaked out about it all weekend, knowing even what I know, just to see them really exercising the powers of a dictator, of a dictatorship, of a despotism, to tyrannize the people. You see, it's one thing to have martial law powers. It's one thing to have the mechanisms in place. It's one thing to build it up. That was seen under Jimmy Carter and Reagan and Bush Sr. and Clinton and now Bush. But it's another thing entirely to pull the trigger. And they are pulling the trigger. They are pulling the trigger with savage force. They are openly announcing every day in 4 or 5 big statements that they're above everything. Everything. And that really concerns me because we've never seen this. Not in my lifetime, not in your grandparents' lifetime. I mean, this is, not since the 1860s have we seen anything like this. And folks, you are now seeing the executive literally take control of the legislative publicly. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Family as much as the next person, probably even more. And over the weekend, I had a lot of thoughts about what we face as a society. They're really doing it. They're really exercising dictatorial criminal power on the face of everything. And for Americans that do not know what the separation of powers mean, or Europeans listening, or folks in Asia, Africa, Latin America, or ships at sea, go research the separation of powers between the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. It is extremely important to understand what we're facing. Now, I happen to have read volume after volume of the Federalist Papers. And I've also read volume after volume of the Anti-Federalist Papers. I have read large volumes indexed of republished, in many cases actually reprints, of newspaper debates. They would debate each day or each week with each other with different columns that they would write, the Founding Fathers. And it was of the great consensus, and there were only a few issues that had a consensus, the Second Amendment, state sovereignty, but also the separation of powers, and that the Congress was the prime mover, that Congress of the delegated separation of powers had the greater balance of power, though only slight, because they understood despotism was the norm. Despotism continually reared its ugly head. Liberty was that unknown holy grail that they had finally attained, at least some semblance of, and they wanted to shepherd and lay down defenses to guard it. And the founders talked about how because the legislative had the most members from their diverse communities, and because it would be harder to get a dictatorship because of the separation of powers within the legislative itself, then set upon and set against the division of powers, separation of powers with the judicial and the executive. Of the three branches, the executive was to be the weakest. Now, Alexander Hamilton later came along and said, no, we should make the presidency a king, and the parliament or the Congress should be a vassal, as well as the courts. And they said, let's step outside, and they killed him. Okay, that's how that was handled. Let's just step outside, punk. And in those days, people would step outside, and that was the end of it, and that was handled quite quickly and quite easily. A lot of other people that wanted to have a monarch or wanted to have a police state got killed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said, we just fought a revolution, step outside, or you're a coward. So, and they would step outside, and they would die. Because generally, the chicken necks that wanted a police state weren't quick enough on the draw or fast enough with their sword. They weren't on guard, as they say. But I'm already digressing here, my friends. We have seen this chain of events. I mean, last year, when the federal government, under the out-of-control executive, came out and funded tens of billions of dollars in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 for martial law. And it says for insurrection. It says for resistance. And it uses term after term after term describing rebellion. Uses the word rebellion. You have to ask yourself, what rebellion are they planning on us having? What is it that's so horrible that the government believes yuppies are going to rebel? What is it they're planning to do? And then, of course, you have the not just the Defense Authorization Act, but Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 1.5. They never got the entire expansion they wanted, thank God. And then you've got the Military Commissions Act, which says they can strip U.S. citizens secretly of citizenship, secretly torture you, secretly execute you. And the president then starts announcing the vice president is above the law and outside the executive. And then last week, Cheney then declared executive privilege. So he's outside the executive, but he also has executive privilege. And now they just told Congress that no one, not even grand juries, can indict any members of the White House staff for any crime. We are the law. I mean, folks, when a branch of government starts announcing that it is above the law publicly, I mean, now they're just saying they're above regular, just run-of-the-mill laws, as we said they would do if they were really getting ready for martial law. And they're setting these precedents. They're announcing these powers over and over and over and over again. And the federal government, Homeland Security, is constantly locking down the Capitol. They're now constantly shoving congressmen and women around. I've seen them on the news when a congressman is on television with a news camera out front the Capitol and some car backfires, and men run up and start yelling and screaming and hatefully shoving congressmen who are totally separate and above them. But you see, it's the executive's troops. That's what Caesar did. He brought in his legions. He made them the Praetorian, the Legion of Rome. They'd never been allowed to have legions in Rome before. Now they brought in their legions, and the first Legion of Rome, the Praetorian Guard. The Praetorian Guard run around in literal Darth Vader outfits designed decades ago for intimidation. And we learn a year plus ago, and we got the actual documents, ended up making the news nationally, thanks to Pastor Butch Paul and his contacts in Pennsylvania, and then we get that 13,000-plus counties, every county in the U.S., there's that many, over 100 in Texas alone, that, though it's 13,000-plus preachers in thousands of counties. And we have all the articles, all the documents. We have links to it up in this story. Bush's martial law plan is so shocking, even Congress can't see it. Okay? And it said in there that they had gotten the preachers ready coast to coast, and they were already preaching, turn in your guns when the government says. Go to the relocation centers. Take the inoculations. Don't resist. It's of the Lord. Romans 13. The federal government secretly is teaching preachers, and this is now admitted, they now admit it, coast to coast to tell their flocks to submit to government and hand their guns in and take inoculations and let their children be taken on separate vehicles to separate facilities. They're having drills coast to coast in the schools doing the same thing. I mean, that's right out of Red Dawn. That's right out of America with a K. That's right out of Soviet Union. That's right out of nightmares. And then members of the Homeland Security Committee, because if you read carefully, it's the whole committee's been denied, said we'd like to see provisions of what Bush signed May 17th. Presidential Decision Directive 51 that says in the first couple paragraphs, if there's an emergency, Bush is above the Congress now. It's a headline, Bush grants himself new powers. That was one of the mainstream media headlines. Bush grants himself. It'd be like if Alex Jones says he's above the law. Alex Jones says he can rob banks. It's the same thing. No one is above the law. Unless you're a dictator and you then claim that prerogative and have the force to enforce that. And so the president comes out and says, secret continuity of government. If we're attacked, Congress no longer has authority. I am above Congress. They are not involved in continuity of government. And so Congress says, we would like to see that plan. And what does President Bush say? No, you cannot see it. I am above you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't cause serious chills to run up the length and breadth of your spine, your brain getting into fight mode going, whoa, you know, I feel something bad looking down on me, then you don't have any survival mechanism left in you. And it came out in the Oregonian. It also came out in several other newspapers. Congressman denied access to federal post-terror attack plans. This is the Oregonian. Oregonians called Peter DeFazio's office worried that there was a conspiracy buried in a classified portion of a White House plan for operating the government after a terror attack. Well, it wasn't buried. It said in the PDD that he is supreme ruler. There is no Bill of Rights. There is no Congress. I mean, you can stick a fork in it right there. He is announcing those powers. Now, with this action, he is fully declaring them a second time and implementing one of the most central actions of a dictator to tell the parliament, hey, you don't matter. I'm over you. I mean, what does Emperor Palpatine do? You know, let's use entertainment or the movie analogy because that can reach some people that don't know history. Remember the bad man stages events, stages terror attacks, so he can come out and announce himself emperor and then put regional governors in control? See, when that happens, things are not going well. Okay? Oregonians called Peter DeFazio's office worried there was a conspiracy buried in the classified portion of the White House plan for operating the government after a terror attack. As a member of the U.S. House of Homeland Security Committee, DeFazio of Oregon is permitted to enter a secure bubble room. Oh, how nice. He's permitted. He's elected by us. He's above Bush. But see, it doesn't matter. Oh, he's permitted. See how the executive already has creeped in? In the Capitol, and examine classified materials, so he asked the White House to see the secret documents. On Wednesday, DeFazio got his answer, denied, as the entire committee has been denied. He said, maybe the people who think there's a conspiracy out there are right, DeFazio said. Hey, DeFazio, go read PDD 50. The declarative announcement of dictatorship is there. Then we reverse engineered what their attack profile is. When we get back, we'll tell you what that is.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
And even high-level FEMA officials, from congressional testimony that we even have video footage of in 1986, from preachers, from police officers, people who have been recruited by FEMA, from their own documents, because, again, they have to break these down into order-level memorandum to go out to the different subdivisions. We have a crystal-clear picture of what has been built in this country, and let me just tell you what's been built. we have gone, and again, this isn't about Bush, okay? This is ongoing. This is the elite making their move. Bush is a puppet. It's like Hillary or whoever comes after her will be if we don't get Dr. Paul in. This is a movement by the elite. In 1986, they started a secret program with U.S. citizens at labor camps at 12 locations in the United States. A copy of the document with a phone number to the Army. Yanni Wildanger was the contact. Talks about it. It was kept secret from 86 until 97. That's just one little piece of it. Okay, there's thousands and thousands of points here that we could go over that we have studied. It's like if people say, well, how do you know this? You get the knowledge. So much knowledge studying it every day. And you know, this is the point of even trying to articulate it is hard. But let me try. They've also gone from having less than a million in the system to over 7 million in the system, 4 million behind bars at any one time. They've also built prisons all over the country that are now stand empty, that were never filled. They have refurbished places like Manazar in the high desert of California, over 200 former prisoner of war camps that held Germans and their allies in World War II, including one right outside Austin, Texas, in Bastrop, a former prisoner of war facility that held Germans. It's been reopened, repainted. Toilets are in. It's ready. They've also built emergency relocation centers at airports or near airport spurs. Pier 57 in New York, big, giant bus terminal out over the river, can hold over 10,000 people. They put over 2,000 in it in one day alone. Barbed wire fences inside, porta potties inside. We got photos from inside out thanks to camera phones they missed. Remember what's in the takeover, made in 1999, police state to the takeover. What do we have? Local news admitting that they've got the old 747 hangars with bolts and chains in the floors, barbed wire facing in, inside the hangars, porta-potties and cots for thousands. Every major city. And then if you got small towns in between your four or five counties, there'll be a federally designed FEMA emergency threat integration center. It'll be called the Tri-County or the Bi-County or the Quad-County Emergency Threat Integration Center. But really, it's all FEMA paid for, the cameras, the computers. They're always telling them, oh, there's a new function. Now you can track everybody's cell phone, but this is classified. Don't tell everybody. I need you to sign a national security letter, please. You'll be getting an extra check now that you're an auxiliary federal officer. Oh, thank you. You have no idea, no idea what you've been brought into. They're now putting up big high-tension cables all over the United States in between the medians on interstate highways in the middle of nowhere. Every small town at their four-way stops have FEMA installed, federally funded through the state governments to further federalize them. Cameras reading your license plate, scanning your face, reading your lips. I mean, it's all going in. By the way, We Are Change confronted FEMA over the weekend, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and got FEMA to admit some of this. It's pretty incredible. And then they find out there's a camera, and they get mad and say, you can't tape this. But we're doing an article on that as soon as Aaron gets in. I don't blame him for not being in yet. We were here till 3:30, as I said. But he'll do a blurb for Jones Report on that front. And again, there's too much data for my small team to even handle. I mean, we're like, it's just... It's the old thing of we're completely surrounded, don't let any of them escape. So just a huge, sustained military-industrial complex, 30-plus-year program to build massive camps, to expand the prison systems, to build relocation centers, to build hubs that are at the center of rail, air, and bus terminals, and they've built them everywhere. They got bus terminals right by rail, right by ship, right by an airport. And that's where you'll see these. And they'll admit it's an emergency FEMA relocation port. And they're building them everywhere. They're training the local cops in riot gear on their buses. They're training the public with the image of rubber bullets being fired for the police to fire real bullets. They're delivering armored vehicles, helicopters, military surplus, training. Delta Force is coming in and liaisoning with local communities. Slowly building it, crafting it lovingly, like a craftsman does. Crafting the death of America. Again, lovingly. Got the country literally strapped down in a lethal injection bed. The government smiling with extreme pleasure. We'll be right back to continue with this incredible martial law development.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
You know, people aren't the only things that die. Civilizations, societies, races die. So let's play a minute or two of this song so you realize the stakes this country's facing. and gentlemen. The globalists see the destruction of the United States as just a notch in their belt. Not only are they bringing in world government, they get to redesign and recodify the laws and the systems of governance into guilty until proven innocent, one-child policies, very oppressive systems. They can take your bank account, your house, your home, if they feel like it. The state taking control of families even further than they already have. This is what they have to offer. So for all of you that plan to go along with this New World Order, I hope the black uniforms keep you company. I hope they keep you warm, because you are literally destroying your future as well. Just be apprised of that. It's always fun at first to stomp around and act tough, but later you're going to get to actually walk a mile in the shoes that you so feverishly demanded that we allow you to put on. Now, we have Congress saying, we'd like to see your new secret plan. It says here in your PDD, in your executive order that you signed in mid-May, that the Congress isn't involved in government anymore and that you run everything. I'm sorry, you can't see that. In fact, denied. You're not going to look at it. We're above you. Now, Congress is above the president. Congress funds the president. Congress directs the president. See, that's why it meant something back when they stopped declaring war, because Congress was instructing. Congress created a bill of particulars, what was to be done, who the enemy was, what the goals were, what the time frame was. They control things. But people said, oh, no, just let the president run things. He knows best. Okay. You didn't read your history books. Well, now we're seeing it happen. And Bush may just be setting these precedents. I mean, I hope that's what's happening so we can buy time, because we are waking people up and making major inroads. But it's starting to look like that may not be the case, folks. You see, everybody saw Bill Clinton building camps and gearing up and funding and setting up federal police and putting up cameras. And I remember by the last 2 years of he was in office, I said, no, he's not going to declare martial law. And people started asking, are you some kind of hardcore commie? What do you mean? He's getting ready. Look. And I said, no, the infrastructure isn't robust enough yet, though it's radically growing. And I said, these people are puppets. It's going to be the next president or the next. And that is still the case. Bush sets the precedent, sets these things in motion. It doesn't get challenged properly. A Hillary comes in. Somebody, Fred Thompson comes in. Somebody else comes in. And then they are sitting there with this precedent setting these new powers, and then they move the ball down the field, and the next New World Order running back moves it down even further. Though I have to say, when they start saying the president isn't part of the executive, but he is, and all of our anyone who works for the White House or the 2,000-plus direct executive employees under his control and all the agencies under them, we are now above the law. And you can't indict us, you can't subpoena us, it's getting just la-la land right now. And so a congressman, let me just read you this article. Let me just read the articles. See, we're just one more step down the pit here, but this is a big step. Congressman denied access to federal post-terror attack plans. Oregonians called Peter DeFazio's office, worried there was a conspiracy buried in the classified portion of the White House plan for operating the government after a terror attack. As a member of the U.S. House on Homeland Security Committee, DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, is permitted. See how they move that in? Oh, he is permitted. See, first, they just announce powers that don't exist. That's like your neighbor telling you you're allowed to go in your own backyard. Oh, I'm going to. You ever had control freaks try that with you? They'll tell you, oh, you're allowed to do things that you already have a right to do that isn't. See, they're claiming things that aren't theirs. But see, the Oregonian, I don't think, is a bad writer, Jeff Kossoff. The point is that Jeff's so conditioned, you know, that, oh, Congress is permitted by the president. How nice of him. The Fuhrer is permitting them. Oh, hell, I mean, this is, well, they got a term down here in Texas. But I'm not going to use it because we have children listening, but it's bleep backwards. I mean, this is completely backwards the way this is supposed to work. As a member of the U.S. House on Homeland Security Committee, DeFazio is permitted to enter a secure bubble room in the Capitol and examine classified material. So he asked the White House to see the secret documents. On Wednesday, DeFazio got his answer denied. And see, this will go unchallenged. Precedent set. I just can't believe they're going to deny a member of Congress the right of reviewing how they plan to conduct the government of the United States after a significant terror attack, DeFazio said. DeFazio, the executive order is there. It says Congress isn't involved, period. Okay, it says the president is a dictator. In clear black and white English, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said last week on the show. Father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, head of the Treasury. Under Reagan. Okay? I mean, and by the way, I talked to him off air. He is the most concerned he's ever been, by the way, folks. Because he knows history. He studied history. He's been in the executive. He knows, folks. We are in deep, 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 deep trouble. Okay? I don't know if it's going to be this month, next year, Hillary that does it. But, man, you can see them, bunch of wolves. Just look at them. Doesn't your gut tell you, much less all the evidence? I mean, these people are going for broke. And you know why I know that? Because they look completely freaked out and exhausted and unhappy. They're not even smiling anymore. They're not even enjoying it anymore, folks. They're following orders to gut this country. And they know they're going to end up being demonized in the end. But that's a big thing with the globalists, is that to be a globalist minion, you have to fall on your sword. You have to take one for the team. You have to be destroyed publicly. Bush knows he's going down in history as a piece of garbage. Hillary knows it, but that's the deal they made to be servants of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And they get demonized in history, but the system moves on. And then they'll be rehabilitated later in the media's eye. I just can't believe they're going to deny a member of Congress the right to review how they plan to conduct the government. Because the executive order, DeFazio, says you're not part of it. Get it? Homeland Security Committee staffers told his office at the White House initially approved the request, but it was later quashed. DeFazio doesn't know who did it or why. We're talking about the continuity of government in the United States of America. DeFazio, again, we called DeFazio's office. They don't know us from Adam. They said, are you on in Oregon? That's one of the few states we don't have an affiliate in. You know, we're in short of internet there and huge presence on the web. And the office said, well, we're not going to have him on because we don't know who you are. And if you were on in Oregon, we would. Maybe we need to call DeFazio's office and say, hey, you need to come on Alex Jones' show. It's a big show. But that doesn't matter. We'd like to bring you DeFazio so we can maybe educate him a little bit. You know, read the executive order in PDD 51 to him and go, see here, see what this says? It says in continuity of government, Congress isn't involved anymore. That's it. Dictatorship, period. And it's been congressionally funded last year. Which, again, shows they're the authority, but it's kind of like shelling someone the gun they kill you with. It's like in Terminator where the guy, you know, hands him the shotgun and the shells to kill him with. You know, hey, you can't do that here. Wrong. That's what Bush is doing. Hey, you can't do that here. Wrong. We're talking about the continuity of government of the United States of America, DeFazio says. I think that would be relevant to any member of Congress, let alone a member of the Homeland Security Committee. Why didn't you say separation of powers, congressional prerogative and powers under the 10th Amendment? Well, I mean, why didn't you just, it's the basic makeup of the country. It's the chain of command. And Bush is saying, no. I'm in command. Bush administration spokesman Trey Bond declined to say why DeFazio was denied access. We do not comment through the press on the process that this access entails. It is important to keep in mind that much of the information related to the continuity of government is highly sensitive. Oh, see, it's highly sensitive. We can't have someone on the Homeland Security or anyone on the committee seeing it. Because the executive order, the declaration of the new tyrannical power, says it. You're not involved, Mac. Norm Olstein, a legal scholar who studies government continuity at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, said he cannot think of one good reason. Doesn't matter if there's a, quote, good reason or something that sounds good to the sheeple. The president doesn't have this power, Olstein. We're going to get him on. To deny access to a member of Congress who serves on the Homeland Security Committee, he said. I find it inexplicable. And probably reflective of the usual knee-jerk overextension of executive power that we see from this White House, Ornstein said. Hey, Ornstein, there's nothing knee-jerk about it. This is the first time DeFazio has been denied access to documents. DeFazio has asked Homeland Security Chairman Benny Thompson of MASH to help him access the documents. Maybe the people who think there's a conspiracy out there are right, DeFazio said. Well, DeFazio, we understand you're good at wearing a fancy suit and tie and playing golf and at business and at glad-handing special interest. But we study this here, Bubba. And let me just tell you again. The PDD says why you haven't been given it. That's why things have changed. It says you're not involved anymore. It says you've been cut out of the process. You understand that? This is basically like the police department of Austin, Texas, telling the mayor he doesn't run anything anymore and is doing whatever they want, which I kind of guess they do. So, this is where we're going, all right? This is what happened in Rome and everywhere else. It's just the guys in the uniforms of the generals get together with a clique and they start robbing and running wild. And it's the norm in history, and it's happening here, but I guess bigger and better here in the good old U.S. of A. And I have a stack of such stories. We've got one up on PrisonPlanet.com that indexes this Oregonian story that we want to get up on the main page of Dig so millions can see it. Please help us. Bush's martial law plan is so shocking, even Congress can't see it. Executive Uberalis, meaning overall, as member of Homeland Security Committee, barred from viewing post-terror attack provisions. President Bush's post-terror attack martial law plan is so shocking that even sitting members of Congress and Homeland Security officials are barred from viewing it. Another example of Executive Uberalis and a chilling portent of what is to come as constant reminders of the invariability of terror attacks reverberate. We forget we've got this backdrop of terrorists are going to attack us any minute, give up your rights, new fake bin Laden videos admitted to be staged, constant propaganda. I mean, when the government's saying Iran's al-Qaeda, but then publicly saying our government's funding al-Qaeda to attack Iran, we've entered la-la land. I mean, we've entered cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs propaganda world. I mean, I can't even watch the news anymore. It is so, 10 years ago, the media would just lie like they're doing now because there was no internet to challenge them. Then for the last 8-9 years, they kind of would just try to spin things and lie sparingly. Now they've gone for broke, which is another indicator. I mean, just full out lying about everything, spinning, you name it. And I mean, the big dominant CNN Foxes out there. There's still a lot of good independent media and embedded even inside the main systems that slip through editors. And there's editors having second thoughts who are upset, who are, letting some truth come out and hoping their bosses above them don't see it. There is a rebellion going on, thank goodness, thank God, right here at the end, right here at the wall, right here at Impact Point. I mean, people are finally going, my gosh, Alex Jones and others were right. See, I'd studied history. And so I knew what tyranny looked like when I saw it developing. I mean, if you know anything about history, folks, we've been down this road over and over again. But now the government and the criminals that run it don't have spears and shields and short swords. They've got bioweapons, chemical weapons, race-specific weapons, brainwashed cops with machine guns, huge FEMA camps everywhere, face-scanning cameras. And remember, this is the same crowd that flew those planes into those buildings. And let's just say the government didn't do that for the sake of argument, which, of course, we know criminal elements did. What about all the declassified admissions? Israel admits they staged the hostage deal with Idi Amin. The Germans admit they staged events after the Munich deal with the Muslims. That's mainstream. Academy Award-winning film has the former head of German intelligence admitting they staged terror attacks. Hundreds of admitted examples where they stage terror attacks. Every time I bring this up to neocons or liberals, they just go, oh, that you're a liar, that doesn't exist. And I go, no, please, please, please check it out. Please, 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 please. No, I don't think so. I'm going to get a pedicure right now. Hey, the dollar is plunging. They are robbing us. They are robbing our savings. They're destroying all what this country has left. We don't have industry anymore. All we have is the fiat currency. Fiat currency. Are you going to build me a burger, a builder burger burger? And I'm like, no. All the top, even conservative top lawyers and scholars are saying we're going into martial law. I mean, here's a cynical example of what they're doing. Saturday night, or was it Friday night, I heard on KLBJ here locally as I was driving home at about 2 in the morning, Fox News announced President Bush has signed an executive order allowing the CIA to get rough with the interrogation subjects, but banning torture. I went, well, that was doublespeak. So I go home, I fire up the computer, I go to the WhiteHouse.gov, I read the executive order, and it says, you're not allowed to torture, you're only allowed to waterboard people. Well, that's just the reiteration of what his chief counsel, now attorney general, said in 2002. That, well, it isn't torture anymore. We just don't call it torture. And then, but then AP and everybody else reported, all right, Bush caved into pressure. No longer torturing. Well, because they just said they changed the meaning of it. You see that? All right, we'll be right back. Get some other key news. We got a big guest coming up. Stay with me. PrisonPlanet.tv is one of the key websites.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito. Tocada solo para mí.
I'll tell you right now, I'd rather be with my children at the beach. Sand all over me. Drinking a cold drink. Listen to music like this. But I'll tell you right now, it's a man's job to stand up against evil and protect your family. And all you men out there that haven't been involved in the fight against the New World Order, you got a serious problem. Because these people are killers. And they've basically already wrecked this country's name in the world, our economy, our currency. And they're going for broke, and they're not working for this country. They're working for the New World Order. See, a lot of good old boys say, yeah, we know things are bad, but, you know, America's doing this for America. If the elite were corrupt and bad, but had some allegiance to the nation and some allegiance to the people, it would not be one-tenth as bad. The point is, this is the most virulent form of elite. They cold-bloodedly laugh at sovereignty, laugh at allegiance, and they use your allegiance to empower their system, and it's a big joke to them. They write thousands of books on the subject, laughing at you. Let me tell you, they go to full martial law, and Bush puts troops on the streets and tries to do some of the things they're attempting to set up right now. Police and military are literally going to have the very lifeblood of this country in their hands. And elites always want to bring in martial law because they've always engaged in so much criminality and corruption that if there's any liberty or decency or justice left, they're going to end up going to jail. They've got to go for broke and basically take the country hostage so that they can just maintain their control. That's also the nature of this. I mean, as Bush gets his back more and more against the wall, it may cause him to go ahead and trigger. I mean, let me tell you, 9/11 was spectacular. The Clintons just blew up a federal building, which was bad for 160-something people, including that daycare. But, I mean, you know, you start killing 3,000 people or close to that, and you do it in a big, spectacular way, that is chutzpah. I mean, that is a lot of bravado. That is super macho. Muy, muy macho. And that shows these guys are serious. I mean, they're going for broke. They like the danger. They like the fact they're on the razor's edge. I've gotten reports they even like going on the internet and seeing us talk about them because it's the only thing that excites them anymore. The hookers and the male prostitutes and the parties and the drugs don't do it anymore, folks. These people, in fact, I was reading quotes by a bunch of top futurists yesterday about, we're a nihilistic elite who just may want to kill everybody, including ourselves, to be in control and give meaning. I mean, if you've studied elites throughout history, this is what, it's like a sickness they get. It's like if you dive under 100 feet with normal oxygen, you get narcosis. And, well, it's kind of like at the heights of power, you get another type of narcosis. Folks, get the films at Infowars.com. Get The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi. We have it for $19.95. I heard it being sold for $28 today. It's $26 on major bookstores and on the web, but it'll be $19 at Infowars.com. Get The Late Great USA and Terror Storm. The final edition is now out, too.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.